One of the sugyas on that we identified inside Tesef and Beis to do is the sugya of eating on Erev Shabbos, right? We had this price that tells us Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a person can eat from Mincha Lamaila on Erev Shabbos, where Rabbi Yossi says, yes, Ochel V'alechat Shetach, Shach, eat all you want. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Min HaMincha Lamaila, you're not allowed to eat it. We even had a price so later on inside Tesef and Beis, it's not only Min HaMincha Lamaila, it's even Samach LaMincha, even from 9 hours, Misheshos LaMaila, you're not allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. So it's a machlokas tanaim. So how do we paskin? So if you actually look in your Gemara, so on Sadi Tesem Beis, when it quotes the machlokas, so you look for where the little letter is, right? It says, "Detanya lo yochel adam barav Shabbos yom tov min haMincha l'mayla." One should not eat min haMincha l'mayla. K'tei sheikarnis l'Shabbos k'shutava. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Ochel v'holech ad shetech shach. Rabbi Yossi says, "You're ochel v'holech ad shetech shach. You could keep on eating on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, ad shetech shach. You don't have to stop eating at all." And the little letter hey is right there. That it's by Rabbi Yossi, and it refers you to the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, and Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Daliv, Hilchos Yantav Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that Ochel V'Holei Chad Shetech Shach. Now, why would we paskin like Rabbi Yossi if it's a straightforward machlokas, right? Two Tanayim that argue. So why would you say Dafka to paskin like Rabbi Yossi? What's the klalim sak? So if you look in the Rush, what does the Rush say? The Rush in Oz Beis just quotes the Machlokas, and the Rush writes, yeah, Tanya lo yachlo dem barvi shabbos barvi yom tov mitesh osu mechsel lemayla k'dei sheikarnis shabbos k'shu ta'av divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi morachol v'alichat shetech shach v'kaimelon halacha k'Rabbi Yossi mechavei ro. One of the klalei of psak, one of the rules in psak, is that when Rabbi Yossi argues on an individual, it's halacha k'Rabbi Yossi mechavei ro. We pass like Rabbi Yossi against another individual. So it's not Rabbi Yossi against Chacham. Rabbi Yossi against Chacham, maybe we wouldn't pass like. For Rabbi Yossi mechavei ro, it's an open and shut case. So the Rush passes like Rabbi Yossi, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi. It seems very clear that we should pass like Rabbi Yossi, that ochel v'alech ad shetach shach, that a person can continue to eat until it gets dark. Now, what?
Trying to figure out,
a suda, you could wash and have bread. You could have two slices of pizza and wash. You know, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when Shabbos starts at 6, right? It's okay. You're allowed to start a meal. L'chora pashas means you're even allowed to start a meal at that point in time. Now, the Bahag says, no, it doesn't mean you're allowed to start a meal. It means that you don't have to stop your meal. If you went out to Central Avenue with your friends on Friday afternoon, and you went out to the pizza shop, and you're talking, and you're schmoozing, and you're schmoozing, and you're eating more and more, so you don't have to stop when it comes 9 hours into the day. But to start a meal, that you shouldn't do. But Pashtus is most Rishonim just passing straight like Rabbi Yossi. Yeah?
What exactly? When it's night, when it turns to night, or 9 hours into the day?
When it turns nighttime, starting from 9 hours into the day, you're not allowed to eat.
Rabbi Yossi says
ochel v'holech ad shetach shach means there's no time where you're not allowed to eat. You just keep on eating; it's no problem. So we'll get to Ramban in a moment. So this is our Gemara. So if you just had our Gemara, so you have a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. We know that we pass on Rabbi Yossi. Good, I'm allowed to eat late in the day on Erev Shabbos. Nothing to talk about, right? Problem is, there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Lamed Chesam and Veiz, if you look in source number 1, Amar Rabba, Bahani Tlas Mili, Nachtei Balibata Minichsehon. There are 3 things that cause people to lose their money. Demafki Avdayu L'Cherusa, if people violate the Yisra of Le'olam Bem Tavodu and they send their Avadim free, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, the Olam Tavod, that you must always keep your Eved Kanani. You're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. The Gemara tells the story in Maseches Brachos, what is Daf Mem Zayin or so, where someone had to free a slave in order to be mashlim a minion. So the question is raised. The Gemara raises the question. The I, but it's an Isser. Lo mem tavodu. No, because he's doing it for the tzibur. He's doing it for a dvar mitzvah. But normally, under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to to free a slave. So someone who does that, that will cause them to lose their money. L'chora, that's not a skula. That's a slave is worth a lot of money. If you throw away money like that by freeing a slave, so then, you know, your nechasim are going to be mismayit. Udesayri nechsayu b'shabata. What does that mean, desayri nechsayu b'shabata? That they look after their nechasim on Shabbos, probably. That they're interested in keeping up with their investments on Shabbos. Huh?
They're most of their nechasim to another person.
To look after it on Shabbos? Right, b'Shabbata. Right. And they have a Suda on Shabbos at the time of the Beis Medrash. What's wrong with that? Because it's the time that the Shira is supposed to be going on. You're supposed to have a Suda Shabbos, but not when the Shira is going on. When the Shira is going on, it's like going and having a Kiddush Club while the rabbi speaks, right? That's exactly this. It's mamish. It's exactly this, right? It's going out and eating. Nothing wrong with eating on Shabbos, but going out and eating or drinking, for that matter, at a time where there's a Eden Bei Midrasha, where it's a time to be learning. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shtei mishpachos hayu b'Yerushalayim." There were two families in Jerusalem. Achas kavasu udasa b'Shabbata, vachas kavasu udasa b'Erev Shabbos. One of them would have their meal on Shabbos. The other one would have their meal on Erev Shabbos. Ushtei nekru, and they were both uprooted. So these families got into big trouble for what? So one of them for having their meal on Shabbos. Why? What's the problem with having a meal on Shabbos? Probably because they did it to conflict with the Shir. What about the other family? Because they had a meal on Erev Shabbos. So apparently there's something terribly wrong with having a meal on Erev Shabbos. So the truth is, the term Erev Shabbos in Talmudic language does not always mean Erev Shabbos, right? What does Erev Shabbos sometimes mean? Friday night, right? Mishlo Kiddush be'erev Shabbos Mekadosh Velech Kol Yom Kula. We learned in Daf Kuf Hey. If someone didn't say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, doesn't mean Erev Shabbos. It means Friday night. So it could be Mekadosh Velech Kol Yom Kula. Parenthetically, the Rambam could have understood that to mean literally Erev Shabbos, because the Rambam holds that Kiddush can be done actually before Shabbos starts. But anyway, so says Rashi be'erev Shabbos Bilele Shabbos Friday night. That's what it's talking about. So what's the problem with having a Suda Friday night? We always have a Suda Friday night. He says, no, ve'in kan kavod Shabbos. It's a chisarn in the kavod Shabbos. The kaimelon, kavod yom, kodom l'kavod laila. Because we paskin that kavod yom is kodom l'kavod laila. Meaning that if you have the option of showing greater honor to one or the other, you got to do kavod for the yom over the laila. And they would do this because it was everyone would always learn Friday night. That was the minhag, that on Friday night everyone would get together in the Beis Medrash and learn, and they would want to have their suda at that time. However, there's another pshat that be'erev Shabbos mamish, that when did they have their suda? Not on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, literally Erev Shabbos. And it's not just that they had the Suda on Erev Shabbos, it's that they did this every day. They were so rich. But there's nothing wrong with doing it every other day. They wanted to go out to Sushi Mitzian every single night. So it goes on date. You have enough money, you could do that every single night. But late in the day, on Friday afternoon, you're going to go out to a restaurant, you're going to have a big meal? You're not going to be able to eat Suda Shabbos. So that was the problem. That was the problem, that they did it even on Erev Shabbos. They happened to have done it every day because they were so rich. They weren't trying to shter Shabbos. It's just that's the way they ate. But it does shter Shabbos because now they're not going to be able to have their proper Sudas Shabbos. So if we say like Rashi's second shot, we have a problem. We have a stira. That our Gemara says it's Machlok Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. Pashtus, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to eat all day Erev Shabbos. No problem with having a meal late in the day on Erev Shabbos. And yet, you have the Gemara in Gittin tells us that a family was punished terribly for eating on Erev Shabbos. And Rashi says the problem was exactly what Rabbi Yehuda was concerned about in our Gemara, that a person is not going to be able to eat a Shabbos meal properly later on. Right? So it's exactly what we're concerned about in our Gemara. So that's the stira. That's the stira. So, yeah, you're trying to read the Ramban, right? That's what you guys were mentioning, yeah? The Ramban? So let's see how the Ramban deals with it. The Ramban, what he really does, he offers two approaches to deal with this. first thing he's going to say, we'll say outside first, is that the Gemara in Gittin that frowns upon eating on Erev Shabbos, that's the halacha. That's really what we should pass, that you should not eat on Erev Shabbos. When Rabbi Yossi in Pesachim says that you're allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos, he's talking about very unusual circumstances when you have to eat. Regular meals, however, should not be scheduled for Friday. But sometimes you'll have an occasion where there needs to be a meal on a Friday afternoon. So if there needs to be a meal, you don't have to hesitate, you're allowed to do the meal. But under regular, normal circumstances, don't make a meal purposely on Friday afternoon. That's one approach of the Ramban. We'll see it inside in a moment. Second approach of the Ramban is, no, the halacha allows eating on Erev Shabbos, meaning whenever you have a stira. So what are you going to say? You're always going to say that, not always, but you'll often say that one of the Gemaras is talking about a different case. It's talking about a different circumstance. One of them is really the normative halacha, and the other one is a different circumstance. So the first answer the Ramban says, the real halacha is the Gemara Gittin. Gemara Pesachim is a different kind of circumstance. Second approach the Ramban says, no, real halacha is the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Gittin was talking about the tragic consequences of a family who ate so much on Friday that they only had a bare minimum of food for their Shabbos meal. So the Avera wasn't so much that they ate on Friday, it's that they used up all their food on Friday, and therefore comes Shabbos, and they had barely anything to eat. So it was a more chisaron in the covenant of Shabbos because of how they behaved on Friday, because of how they ate on Friday. So let's see it inside. Says the Ramban, source number 4. Vachas covers the dust of Erev Shabbos. Pirush Rashi is al belele Shabbos so yikov nikar su the Shabbos lo biyom v'kovad yom adiv. First pshat Rashi says is Erev Shabbos means Friday night, and the chisaron was that they made their Friday night meal nicer than their Shabbos day meal. Va'od pirush b'Erev Shabbos mamish. And the other possibility is that it was Erev Shabbos mamish. That was the second pshat in Rashi. V'kashali, says the Ramban, I have problems with this. We pass like Rabbi Yossi in Gemara Pesachim, that you're allowed to eat all day, that you're allowed to eat atshetachshach, it's no problem, you're even allowed to begin a meal at a late stage in the day on Friday afternoon. So answer number one, v'yesh lomar, hani mili pam achas mipnei hatzorech, avali olam lo. Yeah, when can you start a meal late in the day on Erev Shabbos? If it's a one-time thing, because there's some sort of tzorech to do so. But consistently? To do it consistently? Absolutely not. Mishum dekivim dekol yom av yom avadachi mechzi keman de mezalzel biyakra de shabbata. That since every single day they're doing this, every single Friday they're having this meal, so it looks like it's being mezalzel in the covet of Shabbos. But if an extenuating circumstance comes up where you have to have a meal late Friday afternoon, so that's not a chisar, and you're allowed to do that, and we pass on a Rabbi Yossi, that's okay. What kind of circumstance will come up for you? Huh? So a bris is one example. Is it obvious? Would Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to eat sudas bris mila late in the day? Maybe. Maybe he would just say, if you're doing the bris late in the day, so let your Suda Shabbos be the Suda Shabbos Mila. Don't have a separate Suda Mitzvah for the bris.
Yontif.
What?
Suda Bris Mila Yontif? Is it
Yontif
for the
Yontif? Yeah, I don't know if there's a Chiv. But even so, you could be, if the bris is being done late in the day, so is there a problem with doing the Suda Bris afterwards? We do that all the time, by fast days. We do a bris on the day, and then we have the meal afterwards. We do it all the time also. Bris on Shabbos.
I thought the lacha is...
Okay. It may not be a violation of Mimar Mitzvah of Simcha. First of all, it's not so partial there's any Mitzvah of Simcha and Shabbos in the first place.
I thought the lacha by a bris was if it fell on a Tisha B'Av, you don't fast. You fast till midday and the bowl.
No, you fast. The mother doesn't fast because she just had a baby 7 days ago.
I remember reading, for sure in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Be'er Lach also, that where I said, since the Yontif, the mole and the father.
Only Tisha B'Av Nidche, when it's Chal and Shabbos and they're fast, and Sunday is the bris. When Tisha B'Av falls, meaning, and they're preserving Tisha B'Av Sunday. But when it's a regular Tisha B'Av, it's not like that. My nephew's bris was on Tisha B'Av. What do they do with the Kos of wine? So they give to the mother usually. They give the mother a taste. Yeah.
I'm not really understanding what the difference is between Ophel and Halakashi Tasha and Afilu Bahasa. Why is it Afilu Hasa? Why is it even to start? What does it mean? If you're eating, if Rabbi Yosef is saying you're eating until, you could eat until nighttime, but Afilu Hasa means even if you're starting.
Yeah, meaning one could have said, oh, you know what Rabbi Yossi means when he says you could continue eating late in the day? That means if you started the meal earlier, you can continue to eat after 9 hours of the day, late into the day. But says Ramban, no, what Rabbi Yossi is saying a birka chiddush. He's saying if you want to start a meal at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when Shabbos starts at 6, that's fine too. You could sit down and wash and start a meal at that time. That would be okay also.
So it's not talking about when Shabbos starts, or it's talking about before Shabbos still going on.
Right,
Shabbos,
right.
Or really close.
Right, exactly. And even starting a meal is okay. So that is that's one answer to the Ramban. That the other possibility is that they wouldn't eat after dark and they wouldn't set their table. And the halacha is you're always supposed to set your table on Erev Shabbos, even if you're only going to eat a little bit. He says, probably they had something to eat on Friday night, right? This family that was doing the wrong thing, they probably had something to eat on Friday night, because if they didn't have anything to eat on Friday night, what mitzvah didn't they do? They didn't do the mitzvah of Kiddush. If they didn't have anything to eat Friday night, why not? Because Kiddush requires Kiddush Makom Suda. So it must be they must have had something to eat Friday night, to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. Because it doesn't sound like they were mivatel the mitzvah of Kiddush. But it was still Zilzul Shabbos, because they eat up all their good food already on Friday. So that was the violation, that they eat up all their good stuff on Friday. They'd only have a little bit left, the kazayis left, for Kiddush Makom Suda. By the way, we see from this Ramban that the Ramban holds Kiddush Makom Suda does not have to be Suda Shabbos Mamish. It could just be a kazayis. Right? It doesn't have to be a real, full-fledged Suda Shabbos with Lecha Mishnah and everything. That a kazayis alone is enough to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda. That's L'chora, what you see from this Ramban, right? What? So there's five deos about what you need for Kiddush. Did we do Kiddush Makom Suda? Oh, we got to do Kiddush Makom Suda. And it's later on. But there's five deos in terms of what you need for Kiddush Makom Suda, what you need to eat for Kiddush Makom Suda, whether you need Tafka Lecha Mishnah, whether Mizonos, whether you need Peros, even Peros might be enough, certain types of Peros maybe not other Peros. There's different opinions. What? Huh? Shalosh Shur is also this 5 days, right? So but for Kiddush Makom Suda, just to be Yosef Kiddush, it's a very fascinating topic. We'll get to it eventually, the Lina there. Yeah.
Also, you definitely can't say Kiddush after also Kiddush Makom Suda. Like, Suda and Kiddush like that.
So why isn't that a fulfillment of Kiddush Makom Suda? It's 2 days in Tosfos, here in Arvei Pesachim. Tosfos raises the possibility that's also Kiddush Makom Suda. What that may depend on is what Kiddush Makom Suda is about. I mean, the number one chakira about Kiddush Makom Suda, if you were asked, Lamdus 101 about Kiddush Makom Suda. So the chakira is Kiddush Makom Suda a din in the Kiddush, or is it a din in the Suda? Meaning, is it that without a Suda, the Kiddush isn't called Kiddush? That it's not really a proper Kiddush unless there's a Suda connected to it? Or that, no, the Kiddush is fine. It's not a Suda without Kiddush connected to it. That it's a chesar in the Suda. Meaning, so if you say like the second side, so what's the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda? When I declare at the beginning of the meal that this is Shabbos and it's a day of holiness, etc., I'm being koveya this Suda as a Suda Shabbos. And that's what makes it a Suda Shabbos, the fact that you're being koveya it in advance as a Suda Shabbos. If that's the Svara, then to say Kiddush after the meal, L'chora, is too late. Can't be koveh the Suda Shabbos and the Suda is already over. But if you say this far as that it's a din in the Suda, that it's a din in the Kiddush rather, that in order for the Kiddush to count, it needs to be connected in some way to the Suda. It's not a din in the Suda, it's a din in the Kiddush. So then the Chorus should work after also, right? There's no reason that it should dafka have to be done before. So that may be enough kamina in that Chakira. So this is approach number one and two, right? Ramban has two approaches to deal with the stira. One approach where he says the Iker is really like the Gemara in Gittin. The other approach is where he says, no, the Iker is really like the Gemara in Pesachim. So if you say the Iker is really like the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about unusual circumstances where you have to eat for some reason. If you say the Iker is like the Gemara in Pesachim, so the Gemara in Gittin must be talking about where they would sacrifice their Friday night meal, all the good stuff from their Friday night meal, in order to be able to eat on Erev Shabbos. Beis Yosef has a different approach. If you look at Beis Yosef, source number 5, Mefarish Rabbeinu, Tahani Mili Achila Bialma, Aval Kviyus Su'uda, She'enu Ragel Babi Yemos HaChol, Asur Kol Hayom Ehida Shulchan, Meda Shaleach Tebesamach. So what's he saying? Beis Yosef is saying a different idea than the Ramban. Ochel V'Holei Chad Shetech Shach is what our Gemara says. That you could be Ochel V'Holei Chad Shetech Shach. What did we say about this family? That they were Ochel Be'erev Shabbos? No, we said much worse. Not that they were Ochel. What was the Lashon? What was the Lashon of the Gemara in Gittin? Kava Su'udasa Be'erev Shabbos. Right? They were Kovea Su'uda. So this is a big difference. Ochel V'Holei Chad Shetech Shach means you could eat, but not to be Kovea Su'uda. Wait a second, does that work? Our Gemara is talking about not being Kovei Asuda, just means eating what then? What's our Gemara talking about? If it's not Kovei Asuda, what are you eating? What? Yeah. Right? So it means like eating other foods, not bread, right? Not bread type foods. Any other food. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying you're allowed to do, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying you're not allowed to do, and that's what our Mishnah is saying, that on Erev Pesach everyone agrees you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat non-bread type of foods. But the Gemara says explicitly later on, a whole group of Amoraim, they used to eat all sorts of different foods on late in the day. The Gemara says, where is it? The Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin on the base. Gemara Kuf Zayin on the base tells us that, where is it? Amar Rebbe. Aval mat bilhu b'minei targima. Even if you hold you're not allowed to eat late in the day in Erev Pesach, late in the day in Erev Shabbos, late in the day in Erev Yom Tov, but you're allowed to be matvil b'minyat argima. You can have like appetizers. Rabbi Yitzchak matvil b'yarki. He would dip vegetables. Tanya nami yachi hashamish matvil b'nei mayim noslim b'nei orchim. They would eat intestines and give that to the guests. Right? So they were eating. Even if you hold you're not. So when the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat, it can't be talking about those kinds of foods, because the Gemara says, no, those kinds of foods, even Rabbi Yehuda would say you're allowed to eat. Everyone says you're allowed to eat those kinds of foods. So what is it that you're not allowed to eat? What is it that you're not allowed to eat? So you're not allowed to eat, l'chora, is bread. Tosfos says, but wait a second. Bread, you're not allowed to eat anyway. Because chametz is aser on Erev Pesach, and matzah is aser on Erev Pesach. So egg matzah. Matzah ashira. But that's not called kviya suda, if you're eating matzah ashira. That's not called kviya suda. So if you look at Beis Yosef carefully, he's not saying that anything that would be qualified as a su'uda is something that our Gemara is talking about. What he's saying is, if you look again, he says, "Hani mili achilu ba'alma avul kviyas su'uda she'eino ragil ba b'yemos hachol." What are those extra words there? She'eino ragil ba b'yemos hachol. What type of su'uda does the Gemara get and say you can't do? The kind of su'uda that's beyond what you would normally eat on a weekday. A lavish su'uda you can't do on Erev Shabbos. That's what the Gemara in Gittin means when it says kaviyah su'udasa. A lavish su'uda. But a regular su'uda, that's what our Gemara in Pesachim is talking about. You're having matzah ashira, you're eating a normal size su'uda. And we have this machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass on like Rabbi Yossi that a normal size su'uda you're allowed to do. That's how the Beis Yosef understands. Now, the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, source number 6. Yeah?
Normal size suda with egg matzah.
Yeah, with egg matzah, yeah. Says the Rambam, source number 6. Osu l'kvoa suda mishtabar of Shabbos m'nei kvoda Shabbos. You're not allowed to be kovea suda and celebration on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Umutalech of Lishtos Asher Techshach. Mamish, one line after the other. First line, if you had to label it, what's the source? Asur Lekvasu Dom Mishtav Erev Shabbos Mikvah Shabbos comes from? Where does that come from? Gittin. Gemara Gittin, right? Asur Lekvasu Dom Mishtav Erev Shabbos Mikvah Shabbos. That's the Gemara Gittin. Don't eat on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because there was this family that did it and they were nekar. Terrible idea. Then the next line, Umutur Lechol V'lishto Sacha Techshach. Where does that come from? Psachim, that's Rabbi Yossi. The Afal Pikein, Mikavar Shabbos, Sheimna Adam Min HaMinchol Amayla Min Lekvoa Su'uda, Kedei Sheikarnas Shabbos Kshu Taiva Kshu Misav Lechol. Look what the Rambam does. He says, you're allowed to eat and drink, Acha Techshach, but it's Mikavar Shabbos not to be Kovea Su'uda late in the day. So that you could be hungry later on. Is Rami saying the same thing as Beis Yosef? He seems to be making two chilukim. One is a chiluk between kaviya su'uda versus eating, which is the same chiluk that Beis Yosef made. That kaviya su'uda, that's what you're not allowed to do. Eating, you're allowed to do. But then he, with that last line that we just read, he says it's mikavara Shabbos to withhold from being kaviya su'uda. Does that sound like an Isser? No, is he saying it's Usser? He already said, right, he already counted out, he already said it's Usser to be Koveya Sudo Mishnah Barav Shabbos. And now he says, Mikoveya Shabbos to withhold Milikvoa Suda. One second. Before. So we just found in the Beis Yosef that there are two types of Koveya Suda. There's kviya suda, which is a lavish suda, more than you would on a weekday. And then there's kviya suda, which is any type of suda. So maybe that's what the Rambam means. That the first line is, asur lekvoa suda mishnah b'erev Shabbos mikvah Shabbos. Don't ever do a lavish suda. A regular suda is technically mutter, but mikavara Shabbos, sheim nada min minchol amayla mi lekvoa suda. And notice the difference. In the first line, he says, you're not allowed to be kviya suda when? When are you not allowed to be Koveya Suda? What does he say? What's the time frame? Huh? Yeah. Erev Shabbos. When does Erev Shabbos start? It sounds like Erev Shabbos means the whole day, right? You can't even be Koveya Suda in the morning on Erev Shabbos. And then he says, Av began to be Koveya Shabbos, even though the Mina Mincha Lamayla Mila Koveya Suda. From Mincha and on, don't be Koveya Suda. What? You just told me that not just that for covered Shabbos it's appropriate, but that it's a din, it's usur to be Koveya Suda. And not only that, you just told me that it's usur to be Koveya Suda the entire day of Erev Shabbos. And now you're telling me not to be Koveya Suda as a nice idea, not to be Koveya Suda after 9 hours of the day? You just got through telling me it's usur the whole day. Elamai, if you read it like the Beis Yosef, and you say that there's Tzvei Dinim in Kviya Suda, that there's Kviya Suda where the Suda is a lavish Suda, it's a Suda that's beyond what you would normally have on a weekday. Well, don't do that on Shabbos, and that's Usur to do on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara Gittin is talking about. And then you have regular Suda, kind of Suda you would have any other day. That's not Usur to do the whole Erev Shabbos. But we recommend not doing it late in the day. Usur? Nah, it's not usur. We're passing like Rabbi Yossi. You're really allowed to do that too. We recommend not doing it late in the day on Erev Shabbos. Says the Ravid, Usur lekvoa suda b'Erev Shabbos. Amar Avram, Dafka sha'usur lekvoa mechatzos lemaila. And when the Rambam says usur to be kvoa suda on Erev Shabbos, he means mechatzos and on. Does he mean that necessarily? No, he might mean the whole day of Shabbos. Either way, even if you take the Ravid, Chatzos is still earlier than what? Right. Still earlier than Minamincha L'mayla. So you know that when the Rambam says, Asa L'kvah Zudah Mishnah of Shabbos, it's got nothing to do with the Gemara and Pesachim. He's talking about a more serious kind of Suda, and he's talking about a longer time period during the day. So whether it be all day long, whether it be Chatzos. So would you normally have pizza during the week? Yes. Can you have pizza on Friday? Yes, says the Rambam. But I don't recommend having pizza after Mincha. Min HaMincha L'mayla. Usher? No, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, it's mutter. But we don't recommend having the pizza min ha-mincha l'mayla. To have a lavish five-course meal on Friday morning, according to the Rambam, l'chora, usher. Mamish usher. And that's the Gemara in Gittin. The misleading part is that the Rambam uses the same terminology to describe the lavish meal and a regular meal. He says, milukvoa su'uda, in both. But it's not exactly that. It's not the same. Show me from the Rambam. Look at source number 6. Read it carefully. Show me from the Rambam how it's clear that he's talking about two different types of sudos. And when he talks about the Isser, he's talking about early in the day and a lavish meal. When he talks about later in the day, he's talking about a smaller meal and it's not really Isser, he's talking about just a regular meal, not a lavish meal. He gives it away. He uses the words kaveh asuda by both, but it's obvious that he's talking about two different things. There's a word. Yeah. What does Rambam say about early in the day? Asa l'kva su'udu mishta. What's he adding with the word mishta? I know what kaveh asuda means. Why does he have to add the word? And when he talks about later in the day, he doesn't say mishta. He says, and mina minach l'mayla, you should be careful. You should be careful. Yimna adam, you should withhold milukva suda. Nothing about mishta. So clearly, he's talking about two different types of sudos. Mishta implies something unusual, something more lavish. Milukva suda just means milukva suda. So l'chora, the Beis Yosef didn't make this up out of thin air. It is beferish in the Rambam like this, that the Gemara in Gittin is talking about a super fancy meal that you wouldn't normally have during the rest of the week. And the Gemara in Shabbos, in Pesachim, is talking about a regular meal. This is clearly against Rashi. Why? Because he's saying the Gemara in Gittin is Dafka talking about a super lavish meal that you would never have during the week. What did Rashi say in that second pshat? That Erev Shabbos means Erev Shabbos, like it sounds like it means, right? And what kind of meal was this? So Rashi said explicitly, V'chein b'chol yom, Merov Osher. This is the kind of meal they had every single day. They were so wealthy. They had a meal like this every day. It only became a problem on Erev Shabbos. But they had these kinds of meals every day. According to the Beis Yosef, says, no, if they're having this meal every day, then it's not Sudo Mishta. It's only L'kva Sudo Mishta. It's only a problem if it's a special meal that they dafka had on Friday, that was more than they would have during the week. That was an extra lavish meal. So you see, Beis Yosef and the Rambam, L'chora, are working against Rashi.
But they were having it later on, at a time where you can't have it.
What's that?
They're having the meal later on, even when you can't have Kriyas without anything. Forget
they were having a meal later on. How do you know when they were having the meal?
Assuming they were having it before time of Mincha. Assuming they're having it Erev Shabbos before Shabbos, or time where it's actually going to
be. Who says it was after Mincha? Maybe they're having it in the morning. I mean, this might, the Rambam will say, the Gemara Gittin is talking about at any time on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a lavish meal. Oh, so Rashi doesn't learn like the Rambam. Right? Rashi doesn't learn like that. He thinks that we're talking about a regular meal that they would have on a regular day. And the only problem is that you're going to not be hungry. And therefore, it's probably only min ha-mincha l'mayla, according to Rashi. Now, the problem with reading that way in the Gemara is that it says Erev Shabbos. And Rashi's going to say, yeah, Erev Shabbos just means min ha-mincha l'mayla. And Rashi's also going to have to then deal with the stira between Gemara and Pesachim and the Gemara and Gittin. Right? Because Rashi says it's a regular meal, so Rashi probably will say like the Ramban. Right? He'll have to say like one of the answers of the Ramban. That the Gemara in Gittin is la lacha, the Gemara in Pesachim about having a meal late in the day, that's only extenuating circumstances, like the first teretz of the Ramban. You have to say something like that for Rashi. But Rashi, I'm just trying to show you, is clearly not like the Rambam. Now the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam exactly this way. That the Rambam holds that you're not allowed to have a meal that is larger than a typical weekday meal at any point on Friday. But a typical weekday meal on Friday is okay up until the last few hours. And then within the last few hours, it's not recommended. Good. That's the Rambam. How do we pass from Shulchan Aruch? Says Shulchan Aruch Sim Reish Mem Tesef Beis Halach L'Maisa Asa L'Kva Be'erev Shabbos Sudo Mishta She'ena Ragel B'Me'echol You're not allowed to be Kaveh Asuda that's beyond your normal weekday meal V'afilu Yisuda Se'erisin even if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah like Suda Se'erisin Mepnei Kavod HaShabbos because of Kavod Shabbos She'ikarnis Shabbos K'shu Tov Le'echol so you can enter Shabbos when you're hungry. What's he adding with the words V'afilu Yisuda Se'erisin? Is he coming to why did he mention that? Sudo mishta,
even by a mitzvah,
even by a mitzvah, right? What did the Ramban say? Remember, the Ramban said, "Really, you're never allowed to eat. What's the only excuse to eat late in the day on Friday when there's a tzorech? What kind of tzorech? Probably meant sudas mitzvah, like a sudas eris." So says the Shulchan Aruch, I am telling you right now, I am not paskening like the Ramban. I don't think there's a difference between a Suda Sarasin and any other Suda. Right, by adding those words, Afilu hi Suda Sarasin, it's La Fuke, the Shita Saramban. And then he writes, V'kalayom b'chlal Isr. The Isr of eating a lavish meal is the entire day. Where does he get that from? Rambam. Rambam didn't say explicitly it's the entire day, but he said Erev Shabbos, so probably means the entire day. Ramah, Haga, Usuda Shazmana Erev Shabbos, Gom Brismilo, Pidina Ben, Mutter, Kenir, Liv, Chain, Minut Pashul. If it's Sudas Mitzvah, like a Brismilo, Pidina Ben, then it's Mutter, and that's the Minug. Who's he holding like? Ramban. You see how when you learn Shulchan Aruch, how much you'd be missing if you didn't learn the sugya first with the Rishonim? No? You could have read that Shulchan Aruch Ramban, missed out all those details. So this is okay, an example, so this is whatever. Bris Mila, Pidina Ben.
Why do you
bring a different example? It's interesting, I brought a different example. Because the Ramah sometimes likes to make it, since he's writing as an addition to the Shulchan Aruch, when it's possible to make it sound like he's just a continuation and that he's not drawing a contrast, he'll sometimes write in that style. It makes you feel like he's agreeing, but he's not. He's clearly not. Right? This is why we need to read the Rishonim. This is why we need to read Beis Yosef. He's clearly holding like the Ramban. V'lechol v'lishlos b'li k'vi asuda afilu suda sh'ragel b'b'chol kol ayom mutla haskel min adin. But to eat and drink without a kviya suda, even just a regular suda that you would eat during the weekday, you're allowed to start all day long. But mitzvah lihimana milikva suda shnag babachol mitashos lemaila. But really, ideally, you should avoid doing that late in the day. That is Rambam again, right? Because that's Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch going back to the Rambam. Would the Rama agree with that last point? That a regular suda. When the Ramah said Sudash Shazmana Erev Shabbos like Bismillah, the opinion of Ben is Mutter, he's talking about Mutter when? When Erev Shabbos?
Later in the
well, well, look where he puts his comment. He puts his comment on the first half of what the Shulchan Aruch says, which is about early in the day. L'chora, the Ramah is teaching me a third sheet and not like the Ramban. The Ramban said, we have a Gemara in Pesachim that says you're allowed to eat late in the day, a Gemara in Gittin that says you're not allowed to eat late in the day. And he says, okay, really you're not allowed to, but for a Sudas Mitzvah you're allowed to. Late in the day. What's the Ramah talking about? For a Sudas Mitzvah you're allowed to? Early in the day. The Ramah seems to hold some hybrid approach. Like the Rambam, that there's a difference between early in the day and late in the day. That early in the day, there's still some problem. You're not allowed to just have whatever you want. Having a massive suda early in the day is a problem. Late in the day, only a regular suda is discouraged. But he adds the detail of the Ramban, meaning be'ikr, maybe he really does look like the Ramban. That's why he doesn't say a balashon that he's arguing. But the detail he brings over from the Ramban and transposes onto the Rambam. And that is that whatever the Isser is, an exception is made for Mila Pidyon HaBen. An exception is made for Sudas Mitzvah.
I don't see how he possibly would be outside of I don't see why he's arguing. He says Yisudah is just Har Shabbos, meaning nothing that comes out on Har Shabbos. You have a bris, day, you have a pure event, as opposed to Erison, which is your choice, basically, what it is. Sounds like he's contrasting.
Ah, very good. Even better, right? So what's the Rama doing? At first we read the Rama, we said, oh, he's going like the Ramban, because he highlights Sudos Mitzvah. No, what he's really doing is he's passing like the Rambam. Because the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, the second half of the Mechaber is Vada like the Rambam, and the Rama doesn't argue about that. And the Mechaber is drawing a clear distinction between the first half of the day and the second half of the day, and who's the only one that drew that distinction? The Rambam. No one else said that. And the Rama doesn't argue about that distinction. So he's paskening like the Rambam. But he's saying, Af al pi kein, even if you paskin like the Rambam. There are certain exceptions. There are certain cases where you're going to be allowed to have a lavish suda early in the day. If you have no way out. So he takes that idea from the Ramban. The Ramban learns that Sudas Mitzvah can be an exception when you need them. The Ramban didn't just say Sudas Mitzvah. He never said Sudas Harrison. He said when you need to. When you need to. What does it mean you need to? So it's exactly Danny's point. When do you need to? When it's a bris has to be today. I can't do it tomorrow. I can't do it the day before. A pidyon haben, it's got to be today. It can't be the day before, the day after. It has to be this day. That's what it means. You need to. So using the Ramban's idea that when there's a need, you can break the normal su'udah rules, the Rama says, yes, let's transpose that idea onto the Rambam. So he's not being cholik on the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam doesn't speak b'lashon, that he's arguing. Because he's not. He's just adding the detail that the Ramban came up with into the Rambam. That l'chor is how to read the Shulchan Aruch. Again, you could read it without the Rishonim, and it flies, and it's easy, and it's smooth, but you have no idea what it's talking about. You read it with the Rishonim and you actually get some insight into what it's talking about. Now, Shulchan Aruch says the reason that we limit our intake on Erev Shabbos is to keep us hungry for Shabbos meals, which is certainly what Rashi said in Maseches Gittin. L'chora, the Bir Halacha points out, if it's to try to keep you hungry for your Shabbos meal, and there's like a mile to be hungry for your Shabbos meal, you shouldn't be allowed to eat a lot at a Shul Kiddush. Because it's not the only Shabbos meal. You have a Shabbos meal, Shabbos morning also. So if that's the svara for not eating Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to eat a lot at a Shul Kiddush. No, argue with me. Tell me why that's wrong. Okay, maybe that is considered Yisuda. It's Kiddush Malkum Suda, right? Depends on whether it's considered. Even if it's not, is it Onek Shabbos? Yeah, meaning so it is a mitzvah. At least that is part of your celebration of Shabbos. On Friday, why? Why would you have a big meal on Friday? There's no mitzvah, there's no maila, there's nothing you're accomplishing other than shtering your Shabbos meal. But on Shabbos, we're not going to limit what you're allowed to eat early in the day because it might ruin your Shabbos meal. You're enjoying Shabbos right now. So one could have certainly argued that. Now, the time right before Shabbos, one could argue the other direction also. Bir Halacha points out you could argue the other direction also. It's worse to eat before the Shabbos meal at a Kiddush than it is to eat on Erev Shabbos. You know why? Because Erev Shabbos, if you haven't started Shabbos yet, it's not even time for your Shabbos meal yet. Whereas on Shabbos morning, it's already the time for your Shabbos meal. So the time is right for your Shabbos meal, but instead of eating a Shabbos meal, you're stuffing your face with Franks and blankets at the Kiddush? At the expense of your Shabbos meal? So you could argue it both ways, right? You could argue that one is worse or the other is worse. Friday night, or Shabbos morning Kiddush is worse. The Mishburis of Katan Yud adds another detail, that someone who eats Friday is, forget about that, you're not going to have your Shabbos meal properly. Mishburis says, you have another concern. You have a din on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. You're busy stuffing your face, you're not going to have time to prepare for Shabbos. So it's a chisaron kavod Shabbos in that way. Kavod Shabbos, the Gemara goes through, the Gemara tells us all about the Gedolei Amoraim, how they used to stop on Erev Shabbos to sweep the floors and to cook the food and to all sorts of different things that they would be involved personally in Kavod Shabbos. That's a very important mitzvah. The Bir Halacha also points out that it's not only, and this was alluded to in Rishonim also, that it's not only that you're not going to be hungry. Let's say you're a chazer, you can eat as much as you're fine. You can eat plenty of meals, you have no problem. But there's another concern. What's going to make your Shabbos meal special if you just had an equal meal on Friday? Where's the covered Shabbos in your Shabbos meal? Right, but meaning the way to enhance the covered Shabbos in your Shabbos meal as much as possible is not to have another meal just like it, you know, an hour earlier. Right, so we pointed out the Rama lists maybe an exception to this rule. Now, what about a siyum? Siyum sechta? Would that fit the Ramah's Pidina Ben and Bismillah? So l'chora, no, right? Siyum sechta would be more like the Suda Seirusim. Who told you to celebrate it today? If you hold it to siyum, it's as soon as you finish, you got to make a siyum right then. All right. So apparently, that's what the Bir Halacha holds. Right? The Bir Halacha says that aside from the Pidyon HaBen and the Bris Milah, you could have a Siyum with a large Suda on Friday. So apparently the Bir Halacha understands that a Siyum is ideally held at the earliest possible time and should not be delayed. If there's no objection to delaying a Siyum, then you might as well delay it, just like the Suda Saracen. Now, regardless of the type of Suda Smitzvah that you celebrate on Friday, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's preferable to celebrate the Suda in the morning rather than delay it until Friday afternoon. But if you're going to make a Siyum, don't do it Friday afternoon, at least do it Friday morning. That certainly would be better. Now, two last things. First of all, we explained that it's mutter to eat a light snack at any time on Friday, and even a normal meal before Samach L'Mincha is mutter. Nevertheless, the Tur in Reish Mem Tes quotes a minhag of Chasidim to fast each and every Friday. Where does it come from? So the Tur points to a question that the Gemara in Erev in Daf Memam Beis asks, where the Gemara asks whether people like the children of Rav, who always fast on Friday, are allowed to be mashlim their fast all the way until Shabbos. So whatever the answer to that question might be, the mention of Rav's children taking on this practice of fasting every hour of Shabbos suggests that that's a praiseworthy practice. That's a good thing to do. Beis Yosef is a little perplexed. Why would the Torah quote the question about Rav's children as the source for the idea of fasting on Erev Shabbos? It's a Beferish Talmud Yerushalmi that Rav Avon fasted every Erev Shabbos. Either way, it appears in the Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. But the Mishnah Berurah says that in Sivkat Yud Ches, yeah, Chasidim, Tzadikim, great minhag for people like that. Mishnah Berurah says, just make sure you know that most people are not a tzaddik and a chassid. It's not really recommended for everybody to fast every Erev Shabbos. In fact, it's inappropriate for anybody but an istinus. Why? Why is it inappropriate to fast? We're just going through. It's inappropriate to eat too much. If I eat too much, then they yell at me that I'm not being giving enough cover to Shabbos. I don't eat, and then what? What am I doing wrong? So the problem with fasting all day on Erev Shabbos is that you're not feeling good when Shabbos starts. We don't want you to go into when Shabbos starts. You should feel perfect. You should feel like Shabbos is here, hungry, that you could eat a nice suda, but the Shabbos here. You don't want to feel like, I have a headache, I need a coffee. That's not how Shabbos starts. And the final thing, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem, Sivkat and Beis, says that there's a mitzvah to taste the Shabbos food on Friday. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that it's done in order to make sure that the food is good and it could be eaten on Shabbos. And if it needs to be fixed on Erev Shabbos, you can still fix it. If you realize, oh gosh, it's raw, it needs a little more cooking. So on Erev Shabbos, you could do something about that. Machzor Vitri in Kuf Tzadi Aleph quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that says that tasting Shabbos food on Friday is inherently valuable. That when you extend the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week, it affects the whole week. And that's one of the ways of extending it. That by tasting the Shabbos food, you're getting a little bit of taste of Shabbos a little bit early.
Tasting or eating the Shabbos food?
Tasting.
That
may be also good, I don't know. You see, it tastes better in Erev Shabbos, though. You know, after Shabbos doesn't taste as good. There's a shaila, if you're just tasting food to see if it needs to be adjusted, do you say a bracha on it? Shulchan Aruch and Reish Yud, and Aruch Chaim Reish Yud Sif Bei says that a bracha should not be said when you're just tasting it to see if it's... But, you know, you got to be honest. Are you tasting it to see if it's good? Just taste to see if it's good is
so
a little
like
taste.
So you're making pasta and you want to see if the noodle is still raw.
Right, so that, l'chari, you don't make a bracha.
Yeah.
L'chari would be a bracha v'atala. But if you're not just tasting enough to see if it's raw, you're taking a full bite of it.
So right? You take like one noodle and you put it in your mouth. So.
Yeah, just to see if it's raw. L'chari, there's no bracha. But if you're seeing... I think what most people do when they taste Shabbos food is they'll have a piece of chicken. You know, if you're having a piece of chicken, that's not tasting the food to see if it's a, it may be extending the Kedusha of Shabbos and all the good from things you want to say you're doing, but you definitely say a bracha because you're definitely eating at that point. Right, I wrote this up once, this whole thing, and there's an article. But okay, tomorrow Be'ezras Hashem Matzah Erev Pesach. Tosos we had discussed. Matzah Erev Pesach. Kol Ochel Matzah Erev Pesach. Yul Bol Erev Sosu Pesach. Okay.